You're listening to SBS News.
There are 10.7 million homes for sale in Australia, and they're becoming more expensive. The average price for a residential dwelling is now at almost $836,000. Analysts say there's been another jump up in price, a rise of 18% in the year to August, according to CoreLogic. Warren Hogan, economic advisor to Judo Bank, says low interest rates, a shortage of supply and higher household savings are supercharging the local property market.
Well, the primary effect at the moment is clearly the housing market and the buoyancy. The reality is the low rates and guidance from our central bank that they're going to stay low is essentially giving the green light to housing market participants to fully capitalise these low rates into prices. And that's why we've got so much momentum in every part of Australia, all the capital cities, regional areas. It's really quite incredible, particularly given the economic challenges we face and also the lack of population growth. So this has really been driven by low interest rates. I think that you can expect to see house prices continuing to rise quite strongly for the foreseeable future.
Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe on Tuesday said he won't lift the cash rate to ease pricing pressure.
This monetary policy package is working by keeping funding costs and lending rates low right across the country, by ensuring that the financial system is very liquid and the credit supply is available, by supporting household and business balance sheets, and by contributing to an exchange rate that is lower than it otherwise would be. It's through these transmission mechanisms that our policies are supporting and will continue to support the recovery of the Australian economy over the months ahead. While monetary policy is contributing to higher housing prices at the moment, the way to address these society-wide concerns about affordability is through the structural factors that influence the value of the land upon which our dwellings are built.
Mr. Hogan says the RBA is flipping the housing crisis back onto the government.
In effect, he's handballing all issues related to housing affordability back onto governments, both state and federal, which, as we're seeing in recent days, is politically difficult. It's very difficult for politicians to enact the changes necessary to bring housing affordability back into some sort of historical norm without being politically unpopular. And so we're really facing an environment now in for the next few years, if not longer, where housing affordability is a problem that is here to stay.
Australians like Sydney resident Amy are now caught in the crossfire. She and her partner say they'll be renting for the foreseeable future.
We probably have to start sacrificing a little bit more. At this stage, we are renting to suit our lifestyle. Thinking about what I'll have to give up to get there, it might be my dream wedding, it might be that dream holiday, that you really are forced to pick one. You can't really have both these days.
Rising property prices are part of a broader trend, with global house prices rising at their fastest pace since 2005 in the 12 months to June, according to the United Kingdom's Knight Frank. Russia, Germany and the United States and Canada are among the countries registering double-digit growth. A federal inquiry into housing affordability was on Tuesday told the house market can expect an increase in supply over the next few years and demand stabilising.
We're going to have relatively strong increases in the number of dwellings. We have over 200,000 approvals over the past year, and that will see playing out in supply over the next couple of years. Looking forward, we also have some of those demand factors tapering off. We're not expecting further falls in interest rates. The next moves are likely to be upwards in a number of years. We have population growth being subdued for a number of years more before we see population growth increase again with resuming migration.
Mr. Hogan says increasing the number of new homes in the country would help ease the pressure to a certain extent.
Well, it certainly is one way to address affordability issues is to effectively increase the supply of housing. But we've got to be careful with using extra supply of housing, building more houses as a way to bring affordability into line, because then you don't want to get to a situation which we saw in some other countries through the financial crisis, where you have an overhang, an excess supply of housing, which leads to the risk of a major housing crash.
A possible glimmer of hope ahead for potential first home buyers in the country. Sophia Petrovic, SBS News.